What's up, everyone? It's Eric Davis, managing editor of Movies.com. I am outside New York Film Festival. We just got out of the screening of Steven Spielberg's Lincoln. I'm with David Ehrlich, who will be writing this up for us. And a few people will be writing this up for us. We'll be talking about this for a while. It's one of the biggest films of the year. And before we walked into this, we were talking about War Horse and how, as tremendous of a play it was, it didn't really, wasn't as affecting as a film. And I think a lot of people are coming, kind of entered into Lincoln with a little bit of trepidation. Is this going to be a film that kind of glides past us, that we sort of forget about? Is this going to be returned to form for Steven Spielberg? Is this just going to be a film where you walk out and you're like, eh, you know, Lincoln was good. Daniel Day-Lewis was good as Lincoln. Or is it somewhere in between? We, I think, have mixed feelings on it. David, what did you think?
I mean, I think that your later reactions there were getting closer to how this film is going to be remembered. I think that the film is unfortunately not quite... I mean, it's Spielberg at his most restrained, so in many senses it's very much unlike War Horse, but it carries the same distinct feeling of mediocrity and not entirely doing its best to dramatize the events. Daniel Day-Lewis is better than good. He's absolutely perfect in his mimicry of Lincoln. I didn't know Lincoln myself, but from what I can tell, I think it's a solid representation. But unfortunately, the film, which really plays like Abraham Lincoln vote hunter and how it runs around trying, it's like a West Wing episode, trying to collect votes to pass the 13th Amendment, has really great ensemble work and really rousing moments. And it does make Lincoln more of a man than a figure in history. But at the same time, it's a bit overwrought, a bit stiff. It's all interior, it's very musty. It doesn't really engage, it feels overlong, and then I think it sort of wears out its welcome. So I don't really think that it's going to be remembered as top-tier Spielberg by many.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I liked it a little bit better than you, but I agree exactly. I think Abraham Lincoln Vote Hunter is a great way of explaining it, because that's how it felt. And I mean, we walked out of here talking, and I think the conversation was, oh my God, did you spot that character actor? It's kind of, you play a game of spot the character actor in the beard, because everyone is in this film. And that's not to kind of make a joke or say that was made the film worse than it is. I mean, it was great ensemble work, as you said. There are great moments. There's a lot of humor in it, which I did not expect there to be a lot of humor. There's a lot of humor in Lincoln. I thought Daniel Day-Lewis's portrayal of the character, of the president, is kind of the best part of this film. I mean, the guy just owns Lincoln, and you love watching him when he's on screen. They give him, I don't even know, I feel like he spoke almost every other line in this film. He has some tremendous moments, especially between him and Sally Field, who plays his wife, and those moments are really good. And I felt like I kept wanting to know more of the man behind Lincoln. They kind of play around. Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays his son. There's kind of a subplot there with Lincoln and him not understanding each other, and it doesn't go anywhere. And there are a few sort of subplots there where you think we're going to start getting to know Lincoln a little bit more as a family man, as the man behind the president, and it sort of stops short of that because they have to get somebody else's vote. And there's a lot of that. There's a lot of political kind of talk. There's a lot of characters that you have to kind of learn. If you go in knowing the story of this, of how this all came to be in these 4 months that it's set in, if you know this story and you know all of the characters at play, I think there will be a lot of lines in there and a lot of in-jokes that you'll automatically get. The film may resonate more with you because you know it. I mean, how do you feel? Do you feel like someone who knows this story and knows all of the characters in play will enjoy it more than someone who maybe just knows, I mean, what we kind of know of Abraham Lincoln? He helped abolish slavery, he wore a top hat, he got assassinated at Ford's Theater. I mean, the people that go into this film just kind of knowing that, who do you think enjoys it more?
It's hard to say because the film really wants to have it every which way. I mean, I agreed with almost everything you just said in that the film has a lot on its mind. It wants you to know Lincoln the man, but it also wants to chart the course of the progress of the 13th Amendment, the process by which they got the required votes, and we understand that the 13th Amendment passed, and I think one of the great successes of the film is that they managed to wrangle a certain amount of suspense out of history. I mean, they make fact into something sort of fascinating to watch, and that is exceedingly difficult to do. But I think that you're sort of overwhelmed by how many threads are left slack and the distance that you're kept when the film is so inviting. I mean, the things that it does well, it then sort of points out its own insufficiencies. I mean, the Joseph Gordon-Levitt plotline is a perfect example of that, in that he absolutely vanishes from the last 30 or 40 minutes of the film. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on, but I think that everyone is going to, you know, regardless of the history you're aware of, how much about the Civil War and the end of it that you know already, there's going to be something to hang on. I mean, Spielberg is an everyman in that sense. I mean, this is populist cinema. But at the same time, I think that people who are overly familiar with this, anyone who knows the particulars of Thaddeus Stevens' life, who's played by Tommy Lee Jones, and I hate to qualify it this way, but, I mean, he's excellent in the film, and I saw it, and I just kept thinking best supporting actor just kept popping up in me, which is a horrible way to see a movie, but with a film position like this, it's hard to deny. But it's, you know, if you know too much about his life, for example, you'd be depriving yourself of one of the key dramatic reveals. So it's really hard to say. I mean, the film is really down the middle of the road in that sense.
Yeah. I mean, Tommy Lee Jones, best supporting, if you want to talk awards, there, I mean, this film is going to get all of those nominations. The Best Picture, I thought Sally Field was excellent as his wife. She, you know, if you don't know much about Lincoln's wife, but she had a few screws loose, and Sally Field plays her magnificently. And I love kind of they have moments where most of her moments are behind the scenes, kind of hurting. And then she has this one moment where she's sort of on the red carpet, so to speak, inviting guests, and she has these great, great lines. I mean, everybody, I think, in the script is a solid script, I think. I mean, for what you're trying to do here, and all of the characters that are trying to play, there are some wonderful moments, there are some great lines, and, you know, a lot of people walked out of this saying, this is Steven Spielberg's best film in years. Is it his best film in years?
I don't think it's his best film in a year. I mean, I think we're less than a year removed from Tintin, which I think was a quantum leap forward from this. I mean, I think that this is it's interesting at this point in his career to see, especially with the subject matter, to see what might be Spielberg's smallest film in, you know, 20 years. I mean, in several ways, it makes something like The Terminal look enormous. But it is, you know, I don't think that it's going to be remembered as one of his best.
I found myself kind of enjoying the performances, enjoying a lot of the lines, and then enjoying the things about history that I never even knew. I mean, of course I had a familiarity with the story and what everything that happened. We all learned it in school, but there's a lot that you don't know about this story, and a lot of kind of conniving things that Lincoln did in order to abolish slavery. And a lot of moments of him kind of questioning who he is as a person. I think I wanted to see more of that, and I wanted to, more importantly, feel more of that. I wanted to feel more for this man, you know, than I did. But I love those moments when they do happen, and I think kind of that's sort of what the film is about. And at the end, when, you know, he dies, you almost feel like a burden has been lifted off him. You almost feel like at the end of this movie, as much as we talk about how horrible it was that the man was assassinated, at the end of this movie, you almost feel happy for him that he died. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, I think burden is the perfect word for it. I mean, the movie is at its best for me when you feel how isolated he is because of the responsibilities that he had and the blood that's on his hands despite his best efforts to end the Civil War. And there are moments with him, the moments with him and Sally Field, and the moments where he's really just alone, sometimes with his youngest son, where you really, through Daniel Day-Lewis, understand to some extent what this man must have been going through, or at least get a glimmer of what that must have been like. And as Eric said, I mean, you really, that there is that sort of transcendent catharsis when he ties, which I didn't think was excellently handled, but it does leave on a certain grace note. But that really is, when you're focusing on Lincoln, I think ultimately, even though the most crowd-pleasing moments of the movie have to do with the ensemble and passing this bill, I do think that the movie is really at its best when it's really just, you know, narrowing down on Lincoln.
And that's what it's called. It's called Lincoln. It's out in theaters on November 9th, I believe. So we have another month to talk about this film and to talk about people who've seen the film. And there's going to be a lot of people writing about it, including Mr. Ehrlich at Movies.com. And so read what he has to say. And hopefully this audio will be up in a little while and you can hear what we have to say. Take care.